This programme was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.
I'm looking up at God's house, but I'm not sure if he is there. Just like the rest of my life, it's just a wing and a prayer. I'm heading to the bookies, but I never have the price for that 10-1 winner. It's the story of my life, 'cause I'm nothing but a bowsy, ain't nothing but a champ. I'll sip me pint of Murphy's in this dirty damn camp. But I bring you for a burger, and I take you home to mother. Sure, I spread you like butter, but I could be done for murder. I'm asking you to be the one that saves me. Catch my hand and we will jump in, baby. Please don't tell me that I'm crazy. I only want to be with you.
Wow. This cemetery is kind of spooky. I hope I can find them. Yeah, I better ring Thomas. Yeah, I'm here, so I just better ring Thomas till I'm here.
But I bring you for a burger, burger! And I take you home to mother.
Phone is ringing.
Sure, I spread you like butter, but I could be down for murder.
Better answer this.
Hello, Sean.
Yeah, I'm just ringing there, just to say I got here.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay, Sean. Look, meet me here later, will you? It's brilliant crack here. I better go.
Oh, yeah, bye. Right, where could it be? Maybe it's... No, it could be...
Hello? Hello? Hello?
This way!
Over here, boy.
Who told the altar boy he could join us?
I did, Davy.
Yeah, Davy. Who cares if Molly, the chick you fancy, has invited another lad tonight? You've competition, Ravy Davy.
No competition for me, Man Bat.
What competition? I'm not doing that test again.
Sit down, Stu. They're talking. What's the word I'm thinking of? Hyperpathetical?
Are you sure Stu is actually thicker than soup? Do you mean hypothetical soup?
No, I think everything's a competition with these lads. And I would also highly recommend letting anything Soup and Stew say be met with a nod and just ignore anything stupid.
No. I think Stu is onto something. Why not challenge me to a good old-fashioned Tomb Can Stay the Longest, Sean?
What? Tomb Can Stay the Longest?
It's what we call this challenge we do. Tomb Can Stay the Longest. Rules are, you both go into that tomb over there and whoever exits first loses.
I hate it. I'm really closetphobic.
Closetphobic? No, you were actually right the first time round. Stew is thicker than soup.
Well, altar boy.
I don't see the point. Molly?
You know, Davy has stayed in there the longest and it's only 5 minutes and 20 seconds.
That all? Why?
Well, it's an easier life for us all if we just let Davy think that he's the greatest at everything. But I think it would be a nice change to see him lose. What do you think, Ava?
Definitely. And I think either myself or Molly could do longer if we wanted. But I would get more pleasure in seeing him lose to you, Sean.
Right. Let's just do it. Yeah, remind me of that record again there, Ravy Davy.
I hold the record of 5 minutes and 20 seconds.
Wow. That all? I have farted longer than that.
One wave win, I suppose.
Okay, I'm making a no farting rule. If you fart, you lose.
That's now a lot of rules for a stupid, pointless game.
Right. I don't want the rules. I won't fart or talk. I barely breathe. Just in and out. In and out. That's me doing the game, stewing soup. Not instructions on how to breathe, by the way.
Yeah, he'll be in and out faster than an Eskimo's toe in a hot tub, Davy.
Right, in we go.
Dark and scary, isn't it, Alter Boy?
Let me stop you right there. Whatever you've been trying with the other dimwits ain't going to work with me, Ravy Davy.
Are you sure, Sean?
Not definitely sure.
Doubt it.
Ow! What's that, my pants? Why did you do that?
It's water, Sean. Oh, I think he's panicking.
Let me out. I can't see. I'm getting out.
I think he's pissed himself, lads.
Did you say pissed himself?
I didn't piss myself, man, lass. He splashed me.
That's what they all say.
Yeah, probably because that's how he gets to win this stupid game.
Look at lads. He did piss himself.
And the winner is right here.
Right, I'm off.
Don't go just because of him, Sean.
Look, I'll have to before I do something I regret, Molly.
Don't, please.
I'd listen to Molly.
I see you tomorrow. I have to go.
Oh, it's a date, Sean.
A date? Okay. Bye, Molly. Yeah, come on, Unc. Answer the phone. Pick up the phone. The thing in your pocket. I'll buy you a pint. I'll buy you a wine. Yeah, hi, Unc. Yeah, I'm done, and you are right about Davy, Thomas.
Sean, wait 2 minutes. I'm just discussing something. And come here. When did you say that horse was running?
Davy is an ass.
Whoa. Two people here in each ear going on about Davy. Sean, look, I'm just talking to Frank here before he heads.
Yeah. About what?
Church talk.
Did I hear that right?
Right, Frank. You said Davy Russell on Don't Push It, and that's at the 3:30 in Chepstow, yeah?
Yeah, I heard that, yeah. Church talk. About Davy Russell?
Yeah, well, he'll be a saint in my eyes if he's first over the line, Sean.
I'm outside the pub, by the way, Thomas.
What's that you were saying about young Davy?
Oh, look, we had a bit of an argy-bargy. But, I walked away, I promise. Without laying a finger. Without laying one finger on him. Look, come on, we head away.
Come on, I'm coming.
Why is there a brick on the floor of the car, Thomas?
Give that here. It's just for parking. I'm the same age as Davy's father, David Sr. And you know what? He's the very same.
I dope.
Hey! But you're right. But we can't do name-calling, especially when one of us is a priest. Do you know what used to really annoy his father? And I bet you that young Davy's the very same.
Yeah, what?
If you don't react at all.
Okay.
In fact, I used to do the complete opposite, and it really got to him. I used to react all nicely. Hey, look! Is that Davy? Ha! Speak of the devil and his son appears.
Do you know what? It sure is. There's no time like the present. I'm going to put in your advice straight away into action. I'm going thanking Davy by telling him I wouldn't have gotten that date with Molly if it wasn't for him.
Sean! Sean, the handbrake! It doesn't work! Where did I put that brick? I can't stop it!
What? What the? Oh, I think we've knocked him down.
Killed him!
How? But
yeah. The handbrake!
I pulled it up.
Yeah, that you did, Sean, but the handbrake is as useful as a trapdoor on a canoe!
How? Why?
It's broken! Oh, Lord bless us and save us. We've killed him, Sean!
We? Thomas, it was the car, Thomas.
Well, you were driving.
Oh, no. I wasn't driving. The car, it moved off and it killed him.
Oh, yeah, it was the car. Well, sure, we've a killer car. That makes loads of sense. The killer car did it. You know what? We'll blame it on Stephen King. That's what we'll do, sure. Just to make sure, why don't we dress Davy up as It the Clown to really pin it on Stephen King? Hang on, let me look through my phone here. I'm pretty sure I've O.J. Simpson's lawyer's number in here somewhere. You know we're going to be needing him if we're going to run with that story, Sean.
Thomas, there's someone coming.
Oh, it's Josephine and Annie. Bend down. Pretend you're praying or something and don't let them see Davy.
You! Hello, Father Thomas. What's your Sean doing kneeling down, Father?
Hi, ladies. Lovely night for a walk. Sean is praying. Language will not be tolerated, so no time like the present. Out, I said. Out and ask our Lord for forgiveness through prayer.
And Annie, they say our Father Thomas doesn't take his duties as a priest seriously. Father, great work. But go easy on the boy.
Oh, two more Our Fathers and we'll be done, I think.
Good night, Good Father. Good
night, Father.
And God bless, ladies. We'll see ye Sunday. Right, let's lift him into the boot before someone sees him.
What? The boot?
Yeah, just till we think.
Oh, I'm not sure that's the right move now, Thomas.
You know what? You're right again. You stay praying. Let me think. Two. No, maybe 3,000 Hail Marys will get us out of this mess. Wait, where's my phone again? Because I know someone who can make him disappear. You know, I think I've Paul Daniels' number in here somewhere. Oh, no, wait. Paul Daniels is dead. Just like Davy here.
Oh, you can really get sarcastic when you're on edge, can't you?
Well, thou shalt not get sarcastic when you've just killed a teenager is not one of the commandments.
Yeah, I think we've pretty much taken care of the rest of them, though. Okay. Let's just do this.
Would you like a hand with that body there, Father?
That's funny. No, Pete. He's drunk, not dead.
What are we going to do now? And don't say kill this dude, because I'm really questioning my religion right now. And who's representing this?
Look, let's just get out of here and figure out homeless Pete tomorrow. Let me turn the TV down a sec. What's that TV program you like, Mike?
Where are you going with this, Thomas?
Just wait and see, Sean. What's it called again, Mike?
Time Team, Thomas.
No.
Why?
No, not that one. Although they dig in that one, don't they? We might have to come back to that one. No, it's only Fools and Horses, that's it.
Oh, yeah. That's good, that.
Yeah, you like it. It's funny and... But what you always point out in it is the family unity in it. No matter what mess they get themselves into, they stick together. You say that, don't you, Mike?
Oh, yeah. See those trotters? They stick together. It's refreshing.
And we will, no matter what, Mike. Yeah?
Yeah. What's wrong, Thomas?
During our journey home, Sean got out of the car and forgot to put the brick on the brake, and the car rolled off and hit Davy Jr. And, well, now he's in the boot of the car that I parked in our barn.
Do you know what? It just sounded like you said there, Thomas, that Davy Knowles Jr. is in the boot of our car.
Yeah. That's mainly because I did.
What? For the
love... Don't start cursing.
Of sweet...
Oh, my God.
Unbearded baby Jesus! You hit him with the car! Why is he in the boot?
Well, technically, we didn't hit him. The car rolled off.
No, yeah. The car. It's the car's fault.
See, Sean? Didn't I say that last night? Look, Mike, he's dead. We need to stick together like the trotters would.
No. We're ringing the guards. Now, I've Frank's number here. Why did ye bring him here? We are priests. Do you think we can cover this up? Lord bless us and save us.
We have to, Mike. Sean is only starting off his life and I have to because I'm a priest. It looks terrible.
What? Yes, it does look terrible. Of course it does.
Let me explain. Look, it was an accident, but it won't be seen that way because of the dodgy car. As priests, we are here to help. Now, either way, Davy is dead and there is nothing we can do about that. But what we can do is help. Help family. And I swear all around me that I will devote myself to the church and pray hard for forgiveness. By God, my next purchase is going to be knee pads. I'm going to be on them so long asking for forgiveness. Actually, maybe not the first purchase. Maybe the second purchase. after a shovel. But think, Mike. Jail as priests. Our poor sister. This community needs us.
Need us? Us, Thomas?
Yes, Mike. The community needs the church. Especially now that there's a missing teenager. They're going to need somewhere to pray.
Lord, why? What have I done to deserve this? Are you challenging me, Lord? And if you are, could you not? Feels like you've been challenging me now since 1985.
What was 1985, Thomas?
85 is the year me and your mother were born.
Sure.
Okay. I'm lost and need an answer, oh Lord. Just give me a sign. Give me a sign now to show me the way.
Wait, Mike. Look at the telly. That's your sign right there.
Na, 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 na.
La, 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 la,
would
la.
You please just la, take la, this la, seriously la, for la, 1 second? La, 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 la.
Mavis, listen, love. I need you to do me a big favour.
Oh?
The biggest since we've been married.
Oh.
As you know, I haven't done anything like this before. So I've no idea what I might be asked.
Okay, Frank.
So if these questions are getting really hard, and it looks like I'm struggling, just put up your hand and ask a really easy question so I can get my bearings again.
Rose, absolutely. Wow. It's such a turn on to see you with all this control, Frank.
Well, calm down, love. Missing kid and all.
Oh, right.
Look, I'll clear my throat, right? When I want you to help. Okay, go find a good seat.
Right. The whole village will be here. Even that homeless Pete is over there next to Father Thomas.
Yeah, homeless Pete. He'd be the last person you'd expect here.
Yes, right. Well, I'll go sit down.
Ah, hi, Father Thomas. Did I see you last night with the young rich kid, Davy Knowles Jr.? Because I just got wind of why we're all here.
Not now, Pete. The whole village is here.
I've only got 2 questions, Father, and I want honesty. Can't believe I have to ask our village priest, to be honest. But I'm sure that clerical collar around your neck just makes you look honest.
Quick, Pete. 2 questions.
This 4th question is very important for the 2nd question. So total honesty. Davy, is he dead or alive?
Please, Pete. Not now.
Okay, Thomas. Answer, please. Or I'll take that question to that mic up altar you know so well.
No, no. Dead, Pete.
Dead? As in dead, Father?
Yes, 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 Pete. Dead. But it was an accident.
Anyway, question 2. And actually, it's not really a question, now that I've heard the answer to question 1. It's more of a demand. And you're getting away lightly with this figure. 2 grand. 2 grand. And I need it in 2 days. Then you're secretly totally safe with me, Father.
2 grand? Where am I going to get 2 grand? I'm a priest. We do this for free. Anyway, look, stop talking now because Garda Frank is just about to begin.
Good evening, everyone. Thanks for attending. I can see everyone is here. Now, let's begin. It's not even been 24 hours, but Davy Knowles Jr. didn't arrive home last night, and his phone just seems to be ringing out. As you all know, it's just a small village we have here, and everyone knows everyone. We're all in each other's pockets here, which makes it alarming, when he hasn't been seen since 9:30 p.m. Now, I was talking to his father and mother, and they have told us that Davy went missing for 2 days last summer while away in Monaco, after an argument with his father about some competition they both held amongst themselves in the swimming pool. It was who could hold their breath longer. For very little, really. But so young Davy has previous when it comes to going missing. Davy Senior also added that Davy Junior does have a significant amount of cash in him always because, and I quote, we are rich. Now, so he could survive a few days, no bother. But what's unusual this time is that he didn't have any argument with his father. So, We need your help. And we can start with any information you might have and any questions. Stuart, you have a question.
I have a question for Davy Senior. Who won that competition?
I did, but it's not important, Stu.
Yes, it's irrelevant, Davy Senior.
Not irrelevant, because I won. Just not important to finding our son, Frank.
My son is missing, so yes, irrelevant and not important at all. Can we please try and get on with it and not stand around here all day discussing who's the bigger kid between my son and my husband?
Yes, Karen, exactly.
Thank you.
Soup, you also have a question. Now, this better be a better question than your brother's question and a question about missing Davy Jr., please.
It is. Should we all try retracing our steps?
What?
That's what I do when something goes missing.
That makes no sense. It's not a set of keys we're looking for. We are not going to find him sitting on someone's fireplace.
Look, everyone. My son wouldn't just run off. He wouldn't do that because we are rich. He has everything. He loves his life. Now, I want this town to get together and find him.
Exactly.
Including you, Frank. What's the guard's plan?
This time tomorrow, if Davy is still missing, other officers will extend the search outside the village. And we will be communicating back and forth. But in the meantime, we will want anyone to come forward with anything that could help us find Davy before we get to that stage.
Doesn't sound like a lot of effort to me. What will you be doing in the meantime, Frank?
Manning the phones, knocking on doors. Both myself and Garda Joe will be going door to door.
Right. I can already see a flaw. There's only two of you. Out door to door. Who will be manning the phones when you're out door to door?
Sarge. What? Can I answer this one?
Yes, go on. Go on, Joe. Go on.
Garda Joe Kelly here. Look, we're going to use the same system as we use for our missing sheep setup, you see. Because what we did there is we got post-it notes and we stuck them next to the telly, you see. And if you just write down your name and your number and then stick it to the frame of the telly, well, then if your post-it note is stuck to the telly before Judge Judy kicks off, well, I'll tell you, we'll have definitely seen that note that day. Like, it's just foolproof, isn't it, Sarge?
Good man, Joe. That's it, Joe. Thanks.
Foolproof.
Wow! You're not taking this serious at all, are you?
Mavis, sorry, my wife has a question. Mavis, you have a question. Shoot.
Frank, what time will you be home for dinner tonight, love?
Not important, love, but yeah.
Would you like some, Joe?
What are we having, Mavis?
Bangers and mash, Joe.
We had that yesterday, love.
No, they were turkey sausages. And it was beans instead of peas. Completely different.
Can we just get on with it?
Yeah. Sorry, Davy, we went off the beaten track there. An army does march on a stomach.
Some army that is.
Okay, then. Town meeting is over. Let's get on with it.
Hello, Frank.
Yes, Father Mike.
I just wanted to say best of luck, and may the Lord give you strength, and may you find that body.
Thank you, Father Mike.
Mike, come here to me. What are you doing, Mike? Wishing luck and giving blessings. Do you need reminding that Davy's in the boot of the car?
What part of me wants to find him, Thomas?
Don't weaken now. Especially now.
Especially now that what? What now, Thomas?
I'm going to say this quick, Mike. Homeless Pete saw us put Davy in the boot. I was kind of hoping he'd turn a blind eye, but he's all over this like a tramp on chips. Now look, don't panic. But he wants $2,000 for hush
money. $2,000?
Yeah. We've got 2 days to get it. Look, I'm sure we'll figure it out. Now, before you react in front of everyone, let's just go home now.
Yeah, I think we should go.
You're right. Let's go quick, Sean.
Thomas, I need to say a quick prayer.
A short one, Mike.
And it's no surprise to see you already involved in that missing boy, Father Mike.
Yes, no surprise at all.
What? Sorry, what have you heard, ladies?
Yeah, what did you hear?
Oh, nothing just yet, Father, sure. We only heard just like yourself. It's great to see you getting involved straight away through prayer, seeking strength and guidance for that poor family.
Oh, of course, ladies.
And don't let Davy Senior hear you call his family poor. He mightn't like that at all.
What do you mean, Father?
I'm sorry, Josephine, for a very inappropriate joke, considering. Come on, Father Thomas. Sean, let's go home.
Yeah, and quick.
Hey, Joe. I think we have something already. It's something Father Mike said, and it's got me thinking. He said, hope you find the body. And I saw him a minute ago, looking a bit shifty. Like he knows something and is unsure what to do with it.
What? Do you think Father Mike's killed him, Sarge?
No. No. Shh. Priests don't kill people, Joe. Oh, thank God I'm doing the thinking round here. No, Joe. It's the confession box. Methinks it's already been in use. Someone, a killer to be specific, has already felt the guilt and has decided to seek solace in the church, hoping maybe a few Hail Marys gets him or her out of it.
Yeah, but wouldn't you think that if that was the case, Father Mike would say that, Frank?
Yes, that has crossed my mind. And I think he will, but he'll want the criminal to fess up himself. You see, priests see the good in everyone, Joe, and I'm sure it's someone Father Mike knows and will be seeing at least one more time in the confession box to guide him. But I think we'll know either way soon. But I want to crack this case before any confession or heroics from Father Mike. Think, Joe, everyone still looks at us in embarrassment over not finding that damn sheep. So crack this case ASAP, and I tell you, we'll not only be seen as well-respected officers, but also in with a chance of promotion. Oh, back dreaming of the good life, Joe.
So, how are we doing this, Frank?
I need you to do two important things, Joe.
Okay.
What are you doing? You don't need pen and paper, trust me.
Maybe not, but it makes us look good. Come on.
Atchum. We are trying to crack this, but we do have a lead, Joe.
This is getting sexy. Shoot, Frank.
Anyway, go back to the station. Get that bugging thingy, right? And rig the confession box. And the other thing is, will you record Judge Judy's series link in case we get busy, Joe?
Oh, my God, I will. And if anyone sees my notes, they'll just think we have a suspect called Bug Judy.
But who is seeing your notes, and who could Bug Judy possibly be? This isn't Starsky and Hutch, Joe.
Sorry,
no. Just go, get the bugging thingy, put it in the confession box, and that way we can hear everyone and everything.
Right, Thomas, I just tried to go to the boot of the car to assess the situation. And I could only get as far as the barn, and I had to turn right round with the smell. We need to go to Harry Try's butcher's and ask him for whatever product he uses to clean his place. We'll blame our freezer. In fact, I'll walk there now myself. I just need to clear my head.
Good. Good thinking, Mike. Look, I'm going to try and figure out this homeless Pete thing.
Hello, Harry. A quick question.
Father Mike, it's normally your brother in here. How is the lucky so-and-so? I nearly cursed there, Father. I forgot you're a wee bit stricter than your brother with the old cursing.
No, it's kind of a no-no with God. Anyway, that question. I'm sorry, you just said lucky so-and-so. What do you mean?
Well, I won 2,200, and I know Thomas definitely did the same treble.
Forget the question. I need to run.
Hey, Mike. I have news.
No. Me first, Thomas. Did you do a treble a few days ago? Same one as Harry?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. The same day our sister rang and changed our lives forever, and also the same day you rang me.
And you didn't check because you got distracted. But Thomas, you won!
What? The docket, Mike. They're in my Thursday pants. Right, Mike. Please say you didn't wash my Thursday pants.
Two things, Thomas. First, I don't know the difference between your Thursday pants, Friday pants, or any pants.
Thursday pants and Friday pants are the same pants.
But second thing, I didn't do a wash. I got a little distracted with a dead body and what have you.
Good! I don't mean good about the dead body. Look, you know what I mean. I need to find the pants.
You won 2,200 euros, Thomas. We can pay homeless Pete.
No.
No. What do you mean, no?
No, I didn't win 2,200 because I won more than that. Because I also did three doubles with the very same horses.
Lord bless us and save us. I never thought I'd see the day I'd be happy to see you with a major gambling problem. How much, Thomas?
I can't even do the maths.
Oh, tell Mike the good news, Thomas. Tell Mike.
Oh, yeah. I just got a call, Mike. Josephine is dead.
What? How is that good news?
Sorry. That came out all wrong. No. It's terrible news, of course. But you see, we've an idea. Well, it's Sean's idea, really. Sean, tell him.
Oh, look, why don't we put Davy in the same coffin as Josephine? Do you know, just tuck him in underneath.
Have ye lost your minds? Tuck him in underneath? He's not a napkin. Okay. One person has died in this village in the last 20 years. Well, two people. But the community only knows about the one. Oh, poor Josephine. And ye want to hide one under the other and do a service. If we were even without the adversity we find ourselves in, this funeral would be pressure due to the fact that it's the first one in 20 years anyway.
Josephine's husband was the last one in 98.
Oh, Lord bless us, you're right.
20 years waiting for her up there. Man, he's going to get some fright when she arrives linking arms with young Davy Knowles.
That is not one bit funny, and we're not doing it.
But it looks like our only option.
Right. Problem one. Josephine, who I think is under 5 foot in height, will be sized for a small coffin. I think it's small, medium and large anyway. Davy is over 6 foot.
Okay, it's not the perfect plan. I'll give you that.
We did already see an issue with that, Mike, but Thomas thought of a way around that. Just tell him.
Well, what if they were out of small and medium?
Didn't I just say there hasn't been a funeral in this village in 20 years? Of course Paddy Long will have coffins just waiting in all sizes.
I know. But if we go down now to the undertaker's before Paddy finds out about Josephine and just buy all the small and medium coffins, leaving him with just the large ones, Josephine will have to go into a large one.
No, I'm starting to think you've gone mad. But with what's gone on, you've every reason to... Look, Thomas, what in God's name are you going on about?
Look, the only problem I saw with this plan before you came back was coming up with the money. But now that I've got the extra cash from the winnings, we'll just swan down there and say, "Hey, Paddy, we're here on charity work and we're looking to purchase all of your small and medium coffins to send off to the poorer countries overseas." He won't even question it, because like you said, we have not had a funeral here in 20 years. He'd be glad of the sale.
Just genius.
What have we become, Thomas?
The thing about this...
Ah, shush, just... Shush. Let's just do it.
A Wing and a Prayer, starring John Stack, Chris Comming, Mark O'Rourke, Joe Kelly, Gavin O'Leary, PJ Kern, Emma Walsh, Mary Nagle, Ellen Donovan, Robin Daly, Jake O'Riordan, Oran Power, Padraig McGrath, John Christopher, Emily O'Brien. Theme tune, The Bowsie, was written and performed by Stephen O'Leary. A Wing and a Prayer was written, created and directed by Gavin O'Leary. Production crew, Tom O'Keefe and Gavin O'Leary. This is a Community Radio Youghal production, supported by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland under the television licence fee.
Tell me that I'm crazy. I only wanna be with you.